the courts, the service division.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting support from the County Board to implement system reform strategies within the Milwaukee County Juvenile Justice System through participation in the Annie E. Casey Foundation Juvenile Detention Alternatives Initiative.
Mr. Cologne, your young lady.
Yes. This is Michelle Naples from the Department of Delinquency and Court Services. I'll give a brief overview of the report, and if there's any technical questions that she might be able to, she's here to be able to provide you with that. We came to the board previously regarding an award that we received from the Annie Casey Foundation for Juvenile Detention Alternative Initiative, and one of the requirements of the award is requires that the policymakers show their support for this initiative. So just from a technical perspective, we're coming to you all now to seek that a resolution showing your support. The technical assistance through the Annie Casey Foundation through the grant will provide us with, will help us with reduction, alliance of reliance on confinement, improvement of public safety, utilizing best practice programs, saving taxpayer dollars, reduce racial disparities and bias, and also stimulate the overall juvenile justice reforms that we want to accomplish here in Milwaukee County.
Young lady, how you go measure these performances that you are with this grant? How do you go about measuring performance?
Through the Annie E. Casey Foundation, they have an established reporting system where we'll have to analyze very deeply our utilization of detention in particular. Just for today, we completed a 10-page spreadsheet on who we've confined over the last 5 years, for what reasons, how long have they stayed. It's very much focused on the use of detention and the proper use of detention with the goal of safely reducing reliance on detention for youth in the juvenile justice system.
You have outcomes and everything for that?
Yes. We will be working on those in concert with the foundation.
Okay. Any other? Supervisor Stanford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was reading and I was trying to find how many slots we had available for the youth that are being contained.
Are you referring to another report?
Mr. Supervisor, this is not a program, if you will. It's technical assistance to reform our system and look at how we use detention. So it's there aren't a number of slots associated with it. It's just looking at everything we do that leads to detention and how can we improve our system to better
Right. But isn't it connected with, the containment to prevent the youth from going up to Irma, Wisconsin? The programs related around those youth.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor Stamper, I believe you're referring to another report that we're going to be talking about soon.
Okay.
This is just helping us to move more towards system reforms, and we'll have the technical assistance from Annie Casey Foundation to help us move in that direction. But there's another report that refers to the 180-day stay so we'll talk about that in a few minutes.
So these are two separate
issues.
So the Annie Casey Foundation and their staff will not be assisting with those youth in those programs?
Well, they're going to help be here to provide us overall technical assistance for system reforms,
right?
Some of which kind of involves that new program that we have in place, but more comprehensive of everything that we're doing within the Department of Delinquency and Court Services.
Right. I'm just, I interviewed with them, and their questions were based on some of that program and how we can keep youth in the community.
Correct.
Bowen and I. So my questions are referenced based on that knowledge.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I think Supervisor Stafford makes a good point referring to the practices that we entail at Milwaukee County and just holding juveniles locally, which me and Supervisor Stamper understood meeting with the Annie E. Casey Foundation is one thing, but actually putting services in the community so that those young people don't have to be institutionalized and further set back in their development is the real goal. So that's item 8 that Supervisor Stamper is referring to.
Okay.
So we definitely support the Annie E. Casey Foundation and a number of their practices, usually evidence-based and high-impact cases as well when we deal with young people in Milwaukee County. So I want to go ahead and make the motion for approval.
All right, we have a motion for move approval. Any other comments or questions? If not, Madam Clerk, Chair, call the roll on item number 5.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
4 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Item number 6, please.